This episode is powered by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am so glad to be back here in our lovely, lovely, lovely studio coming to you live from Orlando, Florida. Anyways, like always, today is day 283, Thursday, October the 10th of 2019. Only 82 days remaining before it's over. So hopefully, you've been up to some good things this week and you're looking at the bright side that it's right around the corner before it's over. Anyways, we are coming to you live on safetyfm.com, just in case. So it is noontime, as we have talked about in the past, on when we drop this thing. So let's get you started and not waste too much time and give you the news.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R Safety Show.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
So taking it from the top, ladies and gentlemen, I got this information that I want to share with you, not stuff that you want to hear if you live here in the U.S., but let's talk about it. The World Economic Forum announced on Wednesday that Singapore has overtaken the United States as the world's most competitive economy. The Global Competitiveness Report factors in financial health, financial systems, market size, and business dynamics, and of course, capacity to innovate. This is according to AP reports. The analysts blamed the drop on dip in health life expectancy and preparedness for the future skills needed in the 21st century. Well, that wasn't something I expected to read. Definitely was not something I was expecting to hear. What do you think about it? So let me tell you about these little bingo games that you hear about all the time that are taking places in different communities. An odd pairing of bingo players were in cahoots to defraud the St. Maria Goretti Church in New Jersey out of $200 with forged bingo cards. Oh, yeah, forged bingo cards. Teresa Davis and Keisha Brockington presented a winning card on Thursday night, hoping to claim the $200 prize. But one volunteer quickly noticed that one square had a number taped over it. Teresa's 71, Keisha is 38. They were charged with improper behavior and a vague and broad ordinance confided in their local municipality. Really? Defrauding a church? That's a little iffy, especially in a bingo game. Wow, taping a number over it. I wonder who set that thing up. Anyways, let's continue. A family vacationing in South Carolina were taking a wholesome stroll along the beach when they noticed a package washing ashore. How interesting is that? They brought it back to their rental home and found it stuffed with 45 pounds of cocaine. Oh yeah, that's 45 pounds of cocaine. Police tell AP it's worth about $600,000. No word yet on where it's from, but police speculated that it was shaken loose, as it often happens when a hurricane actually hits, and they believe that it occurred during Hurricane Dorian. Well, that's a nice little prize. $600,000 worth of cocaine. Wonder what they did with it. I mean, did they contact the police? Was there more than one box? Anyways, let's continue. A case of the measles has been confirmed in Boston, and patient zero had pretty robust social schedule over the weekend, hitting up coffee shops and cafes, a workout, and a gas station. The patient itinerary has been posted online, so people that were in any of those spots at those times can get checked for exposure. Health officials has warned that they might not see symptoms for 3 weeks. It's the first case in Boston since 2013. Well, man, you really have to be careful wherever the hell you go nowadays.
Duh.
What kind of crap is that? I mean, look at it. You're out and about doing your own thing, and all of a sudden, voila! This happens out of the blue. Let's continue down the path. The average American hasn't made a new friend in the last 5 years.
Duh.
This is a study commissioned by online invitation platform Evite finds 42% blame introversion or shyness. One third say they don't like the bar scene. I don't blame them. I don't either. Another third say they don't like to think that they'd be able to enter a new circle of friends. That's kind of shitty to say. 45% say they'd make friends if they knew how and had more time to get out and about. I think I might fall under some of those categories. How do you feel about it? Do you make new friends overly easy? I had a guy that I knew that he never met a stranger. Think about that. Anyways, let's continue. American Airlines plans to deploy rehabilitated Boeing MAX 737s in January. The airline tells ABC News they've updated their software and are waiting for regulatory approval. How would you feel if you got onto one of these things and you heard that it was a rehab 737 MAX? Or do you already think they have bad enough stigma? Listen to this one. You might like it. The mayor of Las Margaritas, yes, really, Mexico, campaigned on building a new road in the town. He hasn't gotten that done yet. So 11 farmers stormed the city hall on Tuesday, tied him to a pickup truck, and dragged him through the town. State police quelled the uprising. They've arrested 11 people. 20 were injured in the melee, and the state attorney general's office says the mayor is doing okay. Think about that. So the guy did not do what he said he was going to do. So they dragged his ass down the middle of town. Holy macaroni. Think about that. Could you imagine if they went after politicians here when they didn't do something that they said they were going to do? Yikes. Scary, scary. The state of California is bracing for a spate of wildfires again, proactively shutting down off about 800,000 homes in hopes of subverting the fire spread from damage from the power infrastructure. This is according to the LA Times, and they're calling this unprecedented. So almost close to 1 million people without electricity, just in case. Facebook chief Mark Zuckerberg will go into Congress on October the 23rd to testify about his company's forthcoming Libra cryptocurrency. Libra will be a way to pay for goods online and send money to friends. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. The currency play faces a spate at regulatory concerns. Well, well, well. So I have to tell you this one right here, this next news story, you might like it. This is something that occurred, of course, in the lovely state of Florida. Florida woman bites 600-pound camel's testicles after he sat on her. Yep, that, you heard me correctly. 73-year-old Milton woman crawled into animal's cage. So this lady goes into this animal's cage. The animal goes in, and all of a sudden, he decides to sit down, and he literally sits on the lady. What does he do in return? The lady turns around and bites him in the testicles to see if he'll get up, which, of course, he managed to do.
Duh.
Now, I appreciate the listener that sent this in. I guess they really do understand what we play on the show. I appreciate you sending me this lovely information via your phone. I really appreciate you and the love that you have for your phone. It means a lot to me. Let's continue to one of my favorite parts of the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Duh.
Days of the year that you can celebrate. Hug a Drummer Day. Cake Decorating Day. World Homeless Day. Handbag Day. Sight Day. World Mental Health Day. Shift 10-day. And I want to mention this because I've been listening to this guy for years and years and years. Good old David Lee Roth, singer for Van Halen, turned 65 today. Might not mean a lot to some, means a lot to me. Listened to him quite a bit when I was a kid. Anyways, you've been listening to the Rated R Safety Show. Like I've told you thousands of times before, you can listen to us on safetyfm.com or on your favorite Safety FM app if you choose to get it on the iOS section or if you decide to get it into the Google Play Store. Of course, we're always available on your favorite podcatchers and also at the Alexa Store as a skill. Oh, yes. So please leave us a review and share the love, love, love. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
This episode has been powered by Safety FM.